Feel Good. How to Change Your Mood and Cope with Whatever Comes Your Way. By Shane Pascoe and Graham Law. Read by Chris Dyer. Forward. Many of us suffer short-lived fluctuations in mood. These may become entrenched and start to affect the way we live, our personal relationships, and our work. Sometimes they may become more severe and need medical or psychological care. Depression and anxiety are common and increasing problems worldwide, affecting hundreds of millions of people. So, taking action early to break the cycle of negative mood is important. However, many mood problems go unrecognized. Feel Good by Shane Pascoe and Graham Law is a very practical guide to dealing with one's own mood in daily life. The chapters are organized around moods and emotions, explaining these and then providing examples of how they can be managed. The book describes a number of coping mechanisms and strategies for improving the quality of one's mood. It draws on evidence-based psychological interventions, such as cognitive behavioral therapy and mindfulness. However, the book is not a medical or psychological text and is, of course, not intended to replace professional help. It uses lay language and is easy to read and apply to daily life. As such, it fills an important gap and will help boost your mental health literacy, the essential knowledge and skill that we all need to stay healthy and function better in our lives. Mark Harris, Scientia Professor and Director of the Centre for Primary Healthcare and Equity, University of South Wales. Preface. In the Arizona desert, there is a physical representation of what we have tried to do with this book. Frank Lloyd Wright built a home, a workplace, a school, and so much more in Taliesin West. His motivation was to deal with the ideas the landscape inspired in him, and what he achieved was the bringing together of all the best elements from all of his achievements. All the best elements of helping people over the years have been brought together here. The people Shane has seen have often had significant trauma and prolonged distress. The lessons learnt in helping these people are the same we have distilled here to help people who may have experienced something similar, if not necessarily as intense. Graham has considerable experience in the science of health and disease research. On a personal level, he has tried to improve physically, mentally, and emotionally. This journey, with the invaluable support of his wife and children, led through mindfulness and yoga to a calm and fulfilling life. Writing together has enabled us to bridge the disciplines we have found fascinating over the years: education, psychology, philosophy, and medicine. It is through these experiences we have been privileged to sit with the patients and students who have inspired us, lucky enough to see the brilliance of other professionals we have worked with, and generally kept going to address the needs of those that come through the door every day. About the authors. Dr. Shane Pascoe. Shane Pascoe is a husband, father, and a danger to himself and others with a tool in his hand. Since graduating from the University of Newcastle, Shane has worked in the field of psychology in a variety of different roles in several countries. He has practiced meditation since being introduced to it by a group of cancer patients. Dr. Graham Law. Graham Law is a senior lecturer at the Leeds School of Medicine in England. He is a scientist in health research and leads a team looking at the impact of sleep on our metabolism and general health. He has published over 75 papers in peer-reviewed journals, and this is his second book published with Shane. Graham is a keen practitioner of yoga and mindfulness. His wife and two children are the core of his life and provide continuous meaning and support. Chapter 1. How are you? When someone asks, "How are you?" it can set off a cascade of thoughts in your mind. Despite the fact that this has become a greeting, it is a serious question, and it makes you wonder, what mood am I in? Have you ever examined your mood and what impact it has on your life? This book will help you to explore a range of mood issues that confront people every day, addressing the characteristic features.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?